With 10 candidates now in the runoff for 5 at-large Metro Council seats, a few hundred votes could determine who wins, so some candidates say they are tweaking their tactics. In the crowded field for the at-large council positions, it's almost impossible to ignore the vote totals from the general election. History shows that the top 5 leaders are likely to stay in those spots in the runoff. That means someone like Councilman Linnell Matthews, who placed 7th, needs to find more voters.
Our challenge is, how do we go from 18,000 voters to about 25,000?
Matthews opened a new campaign office while trying cold calls and mailers. He's also visiting neighborhoods where his vote totals were low. Other candidates are even more targeted. They're visiting the specific households where people voted in the past month, since that information is public record. The trick is to encourage them to go to the polls again. Jason Holloman, who was 9th, said he has high interest in areas where there's also a runoff for the local council seat.
Because those tend to be places that are a little bit higher turnout. And so I'm spending my time across the county, but really focusing on those areas where district candidates are driving additional folks to the polls.
Some candidates who ended up in the top 5 said they know history is on their side, although that almost amps up the pressure to hold on. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.